Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a 4-day hiking trip to a remote historical site in the mountains. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for going on the trip. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the aspect of the trip each speaker found most memorable. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
There's a group of 15 of you, plus the guide, and it's a 4-day hike to the site. The route's lovely, if a bit steep in places. For some people, it was like a childhood dream come true, especially arriving at the site and taking in the views and the architecture. But some found the hike much more challenging than others, especially the rather basic hostels where you stay the night. When I'd first suggested going, my wife said I'd never make it, which only made me more determined, actually. For me, the high point was how friendly the others were, because I hadn't expected that. Nobody seemed to mind waiting for me to catch up.
Speaker 2.
I was surprised you have to go in a group and worried I'd be with the sort of people who just tick these sites off a list of tourist attractions. I couldn't have been more wrong. They'd all read up their history and the guide was there to fill in any gaps. I mean, the view from the top's out of this world. But that wasn't what made it for me. It was the actual design of the place. However did they build it right up there? As a graduation gift, it was a lovely way of marking the achievement. I just wish my grandfather could have come too, because he's always dreamt of going.
Speaker 3.
I knew it was a wonderful sight, and quite understood why my girlfriend wanted to go. And though it wouldn't have been my first choice, too touristy, I went along with the idea for her sake, but I was wrong. The route's actually quite challenging at that altitude, and we made some great friends in the group, even quite enjoyed the campfire-style meals. The guide was very knowledgeable, and people had loads of questions, perhaps because the historical notes we were given left quite a lot to be desired. What blew me away, though, was looking out from the low walls of the site over the mountains. It was an awesome experience.
Speaker 4.
I don't know why, but I hadn't expected the actual walk up to the site to be so impressive. I mean, it's all there in the notes, but I never read stuff beforehand. Anyway, it was an unforgettable experience. Our guide was a real character, but you could see was fed up with some of the group. Like me, they'd mostly seen that chap on TV at the site and decided to go too. They'll probably go to all the places he went to, just to say they've done it. I won't be joining them. Although the site is impressive, I'd seen that on the programme, so it made less of an impression on me somehow.
Speaker 5.
I'd been out of action for a while with a knee injury, so I was looking to do a bit of serious walking to see what I was capable of. I'd heard that it's quite a stiff climb, but that the guide's there to lend a hand if you get into difficulties. My girlfriend came along to keep me company, and though no great walker herself, had a great time. I'll never forget the meal the night before the final ascent. As usual, the guide made a brilliant job of that. My girlfriend found the view from the site wonderful, the architecture stunning. But I never saw it because my knee finally gave out that last morning. Shame, really.
Speaker 1.
There's a group of 15 of you, plus the guide, and it's a 4-day hike to the site. The route's lovely, if a bit steep in places. For some people, it was like a childhood dream come true, especially arriving at the site and taking in the views and the architecture. But some found the hike much more challenging than others, especially the rather basic hostels where you stay the night. When I'd first suggested going, my wife said I'd never make it, which only made me more determined, actually. For me, the high point was how friendly the others were, because I hadn't expected that. Nobody seemed to mind waiting for me to catch up.
Speaker 2.
I was surprised you have to go in a group and worried I'd be with the sort of people who just tick these sites off a list of tourist attractions. I couldn't have been more wrong. They'd all read up their history and the guide was there to fill in any gaps. I mean, the view from the top's out of this world. But that wasn't what made it for me. It was the actual design of the place. However did they build it right up there? As a graduation gift, it was a lovely way of marking the achievement. I just wish my grandfather could have come too, because he's always dreamt of going.
Speaker 3.
I knew it was a wonderful sight and quite understood why my girlfriend wanted to go, and though it wouldn't have been my first choice, too touristy, I went along with the idea for her sake, but I was wrong. The route's actually quite challenging at that altitude, and we made some great friends in the group, even quite enjoyed the campfire-style meals. The guide was very knowledgeable and people had loads of questions, perhaps because the historical notes we were given left quite a lot to be desired. What blew me away, though, was looking out from the low walls of the site over the mountains. It was an awesome experience.
Speaker 4.
I don't know why, but I hadn't expected the actual walk up to the site to be so impressive. I mean, it's all there in the notes, but I never read stuff beforehand. Anyway, it was an unforgettable experience. Our guide was a real character, but you could see was fed up with some of the group. Like me, they'd mostly seen that chap on TV at the site and decided to go too. They'll probably go to all the places he went to, just to say they've done it. I won't be joining them. Although the site is impressive, I'd seen that on the programme, so it made less of an impression on me somehow.
Speaker 5.
I'd been out of action for a while with a knee injury, so I was looking to do a bit of serious walking to see what I was capable of. I'd heard that it's quite a stiff climb, but that the guide's there to lend a hand if you get into difficulties. My girlfriend came along to keep me company, and though no great walker herself, had a great time. I'll never forget the meal the night before the final ascent. As usual, the guide made a brilliant job of that. My girlfriend found the view from the site wonderful, the architecture stunning. But I never saw it because my knee finally gave out that last morning. Shame, really.
That is the end of the test.